Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
So I think I finally figured it out. What? Colt's speech pattern, especially on these seasons, it's like he's been given a script of things to say. Like he's been given a script.
Mm-hmm.
But he's reading it and acting it poorly. It's like it's like that one person in Theater 101 or Theater 1 who says, I told you, I know that Mom never loved me.
I agree with you with this, and I'm going to take it a step further.
Yeah.
I feel like not only is he reading the script, but he can't remember the lines, so there's an earpiece in his ear of someone telling him what to say as he's saying it.
He's mimicking. There were some lines like, I wish I could play the line delivery, and it's not just flat. It's like he's hitting the wrong part of the line. Like a director would give him a note. Like he would say, I feel like we'll figure it out because we're a family now.
We're a family now.
We'll figure it out as a family because we are a family.
And it was when Larissa flushed her ring down the toilet, I was devastated.
Or I was devastated. When Larissa flushed the ring down the toilet, she broke my heart. There's no connection to the words. And it is disconcerting to watch. The weirdest thing is, I feel like on tell-alls, he doesn't behave this way.
On tell-alls now.
Right.
But he actually is a little more comfortable in the tell-alls.
Yeah.
Even he was in the last one.
It's hard to watch him.
It is.
For so many reasons.
Well, we're not going to have to watch him
anymore. Besides his lesbian legs.
It's true.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they're lesbians. Well, they are like, to me, they're more like, again, I said grandma, the grandmother or the old aunt at church legs.
Yeah. I think I see him as a lesbian.
Don't you give him that compliment.
But a male lesbian.
A mesbian? Y'all, this is classless. Classless.
New season. Who dis?
This is, we call it classless, but it's really a classic 90 day. But because of Stacey, we call it classless.
If you wondered what we were doing, we're talking about Colt and Larissa, and this is their happily ever after. There's their first happily ever after. We're beginning season 4.
Yes, this is actually...
Did you get the title of this episode?
I believe I did. It is called After the Dust Settles.
After the Dust Settles.
This is apparently still kind of... I feel like, is this the last good season of Happily Ever After?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what sissies have told us. Because we've already done Happily 5, right?
Happily 5, yeah. We've done it.
We did that. So, yeah. This is, so enjoy this, y'all, because after this, it's just shit. Now, is this the, after this, are we done covering classic 90 Day?
In, without the spinoffs, yes. But we're talking about doing Family Chantel.
Yeah, we are. We're not talking. What else are we going to do? Yeah, we're going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
And there better be some shirtless Pedro.
We'll see.
God.
Anyway. Thank you. Thank you for screeching like a howler monkey.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, if you're new, actually, because this will be, this is going to be a public feed show because it's the beginning of the season. So we're putting this on the public feed. This is normally at the RG Plus tier, the $5, the lowest tier. That tier is called what, Poodle?
The poo-poo platter.
Good. I couldn't remember. And so that is available on all platforms, whether it's Patreon, Supercast, or the Apple subscription is technically the $8 tier, but it includes the poo-poo platter tier as well.
Which is called the whole enchilada.
Yes, this will get you, the fall is coming, and we've got another season of Love is Blind that's going to come in the fall. This gets you all of our Netflix binges, Love is Blind, Ultimatum Queer Love. It also gives you our monthly Bi-Curious episode.
Yes, we just did one on Swiping America.
Oh, it was fun.
I loved all the women and hated the guy.
You did.
Hated the gay guy.
You did. If you...
By the way, I continued to watch.
Oh, no.
He does get a little better, but he's still complete dish rag.
Yeah, he's just going to date the house guy. and what I want to tell you that in the Bi-Curious, we will say that only people in Supercast and Patreon had the ability to vote on the Bi-Curious. That's not something we can provide for Apple subscriptions.
Nope. Because we don't even know who you are. You're incognito.
Apple subscriptions are kind of like people that want to hide from us or don't really give a fuck about anything else.
They're also kind of like the people who like plug a little quarter in and watch a live sex show in Amsterdam and they've got like a mask on.
Yes.
I've heard.
You've heard. So anyway.
You're just sitting there gooning. Gooning like Gavin the Gecko.
I didn't know what that was. He had to tell me.
You're gooning.
Don't look it up at work. but so yeah. So welcome. This is going to be the first. You get this one a try before you buy. And after this, all these episodes will go on the $5 poo-poo platter tier.
Yes.
All right. Also, for our Patreon Supercast sissies. Never mind. It's already aired.
What? Cool.
Well, I was going to say you get video again this week.
Yeah.
But it already aired. Is like 2 weeks ago.
this is literally like 3 weeks in the future.
Yeah. Completely.
So you might have heard our most recent Bi-Curious. I don't like to speculate.
I don't even know
what's going on.
We don't even know where we are. What time? What?
There's been a lot of shit going on today. August has started out crazy.
What's
for
new,
us?
It's new moon in Aquarius.
I don't care.
A lot of communication issues. Chaney talks about.
Can you
contracts.
Stop talking?
No.
Y'all, anyway, this season, if you're wondering, is Ashley, Jay, Colt, Larissa, Russ, Pal, but at least Russ has decent hair this season.
I don't mind him this time.
I can't stand either of them.
I don't mind.
My contempt will show through. I can't really hide it.
We have Chantel and Pedro.
We have Chantel and Pedro. Nickel and Azin.
That's what the money one, y'all.
And who else? There was one more. Am I crazy?
You said Colt and Larissa, and you said, Elizabeth
more.
And Andre.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first.
This is their first,
the first
of many.
The tent pole, of Libby and Andre.
And mostly the family Libby.
Yeah.
But we're going to get peak obnoxiousness from...
And Andre is shirtless in the first scene, so they know what they're
sisters.
Selling.
The
sisters. They know what they're selling.
Yeah, the podcast hags are going to give it to us.
It's sad, but when I saw them, I kind of missed them.
Are you crazy?
I know. I was like, well, there they are again.
Well, the good thing is you're not going to miss them because they have slightly, I think I mentioned, Jen has a new makeup beat for every season.
Well, wouldn't you? If I was on a show a new season, I would look like a different person every season.
She does. She kind of does.
Yes, I'd have new hair, new beat, maybe even a new nose. Who knows?
You came back with a new face.
I did.
Anyway, but this is the A team who we may switch around. Sometimes Christina says they wait too many stories because we're trying to give you guys kind of like a 45 minute show.
Yeah, that happens.
And well, I'm still 45 minutes of content. I would say to watch. Yeah,
it's all available on Discovery Plus, or you can buy it on YouTube or wherever you like to buy shit.
So. Let's jump in with Ashley and Jay.
All right. And
I have a question for you. Why do you think these two people agreed to film Happily Ever After? They're both miserable.
Money.
I guess, but what? Yes, that is the practical reason. Mm-hmm. What could be the reason that's not money that they would, why they said they would do it? Because you have to have a reason that's not money.
He wants to still stay in this country, and I think he'll do whatever he can to stay with Ashley. And Ashley, I like Ashley. I think she's a businesswoman. I think she...
Why is that the reason why they would film?
I think she would do it for the money, and Jay knows that if he agrees to do it, she'll stay married to him and be on this whole season. It's more time that gives him to put in his two-year bank. For him to get a green card.
I don't understand what I'm saying.
I think you're asking for something that's not there. I don't think there is this emotional, I love you, you love me reason why they're together.
Right. I think it just feels like voyeurism of a completely failing relationship.
Especially now what we know of what Sissy Mary talked about in the Where Are They Now in the last episode and kind of just that. There was apparently they got married in Jamaica. There's a lot of audacity in their storyline.
Yeah.
So after hearing all that, it makes me go, eh, they just want to be reality stars and make some coin.
I understand that. I'm just saying for a lot of people who would go on the show, there's a reason why. They're like, we want us people to see our journey. Mm-hmm. These two people wouldn't say that.
No.
So I think even Colton Larissa would say that. But they both want followers.
They both want followers, yeah. Well, I don't know what Colt wants. He might want more...
A big steak.
Gray. A big gray overcooked steak.
That steak was so big!
And so terrible.
Let's talk about Ashley and Jay. They've been married for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I completely forgot that he... If you don't remember, we're not going to go and tell you about this couple... he's from Jamaica. She's from, as I said, Denial, Pennsylvania.
Mechanicsburg, PA.
And he proposed after meeting her in Jamaica after 8 days.
I did forget it was 8 days. And I thought, not to judge Ashley, but I thought, you have children.
There's also a, I want to say, 13-year age difference.
I mean, after the 8 days, I was kind of like, girl... I can't feel sorry for you.
He's 20 years old.
No wonder Natalie was so upset.
Yeah. Now, remember the big thing that kind of, the big shock from last season, from their last Night of Fiancé season, was that she got a message from a woman, says, your Jamaican guy contacted me on Tinder, and she called him.
Yeah.
Or she called and she's like, I called the phone and that's him. It was him. So he had been talking to, now we found out now, it was multiple women. Again, you could have knocked me over with a feather.
Yes.
He's a cheater. He claims that he thought Tinder was for friends.
Yes.
When you're trying to start a fire and a friend fire, though.
Yeah. And it's
you're getting the tender together, the tender box.
Oh, that's what tender means.
Yeah.
I never really thought about it.
Yeah.
So
just another stupid app name.
As Ashley said, when they're talking about all of her flashbacks, one thing that made me laugh, she said, well, needless to say, we had a strong physical connection. I went, yeah, that's the only thing you had, girl, because you would, because I can't be, I get exhausted by her, but I can't be mad at her because we've all been a dick pig.
What's interesting with this woman, I think, is she is fighting every instinct she has with this man to run away from him.
She really is.
And because she's been dickmatized before mm-hmm. by other men,
mm-hmm.
and she's saying, no, with this one, I'm going to stay. I'm going to break my runaway bride pattern, come hell or high water. I don't care. And her stubbornness and her pride will be her undoing.
Yeah.
And, y'all, when you're... Even if you had, as she says, two failed engagements that I walked away from, right now she's seeing this one as a third failure, and she can't come back personally from a third failure. So this is much more about her self-worth than their relationship.
Well, and she does, you know, when you're cheated on, you can't immediately, for some people, they can't turn off that the love thing, and because he lives with her, it would be easier if he could... If he cheated on her, she would say, go fuck off.
Go to your mom's couch.
Go to your mom's. Then she doesn't have to see him and the wounds can heal.
Yeah.
But it's an open wound because he's there and she knows if she closes it off, he'll be deported to his home country and probably never come back.
Just on his phone the whole time because he says she doesn't give him enough attention because it seems like attention is sex for him.
I think for her too.
Yeah. But I'm saying he basically says he's Jamaican, so he wants to have sex four times a day.
Do you still think they're having sex right now?
I do.
I do too.
And
Ashley just cries in it.
No.
Silently.
She might cry after.
Oh, okay.
After three more glasses of Kim Crawford. Y'all, in that White House.
If anybody knows how to fuck through the pain, it's Poodle.
Yeah, it's true. You get them out, and then you move them on, then you can cry. But no, we've discussed this house in detail.
Yeah, in detail.
The house is like so white. It's the shades of ivories, creams, ecru.
There's so much word art that it looks like a first grade classroom for learning the alphabet.
It's awful.
It's awful.
It's just the worst kind of taste.
It's awful, but then it's sad because none of the word art is true. No one's living, no one's laughing, and no one is loving.
And no one is dancing in the rain.
No one's dancing.
That is literally above her couch.
Home is not family.
No.
Because they don't really have a
home
family.
Home is broken.
Home is broken. That's the point of what happened, y'all. That's another point of word art. Remember, if you put word art up in your home, one day it's gonna bite your ass.
It's gonna stand for exactly the opposites of what's happening in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to look at that, and that word art's gonna mock you.
Yes, you're gonna one day say, I wanna remodel our house and put the living room where the kitchen is, and you're gonna see that kitchen word art and say, yeah, bitch.
That you painted on that wall.
You're going to move your powder room.
Oh, God. I always hate it when people put powder room in there. And I'm like, that's not a powder room. There's a toilet there. Powder rooms don't have toilets. Powder rooms have sinks.
This area of Victorian etiquette brought to you by Poodle Anthony.
I want to clarify. It's true. Powder room. If you've got if you call it the powder room, and there's a toilet, that's not really. It's a half powder room is like a half bath. Sorry, but it's true.
We need to move on.
I think you could maybe have. I think sometimes it's called a powder room with a toilet, but definitely not a bathroom. Definitely not like a shower. That's not a powder room.
No, that's a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love.
Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope. Keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast.
People are dumb. If I'm ever in your house, I'm probably going to take a piece of word art for your own good and just steal it.
Mm-hmm. Or defile it.
Yeah, I might write fuck on it.
Hey.
So your mother-in-law can see it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, of course, fighting in the car, some of my favorites. And he's like, sorry. He's like, you were talking to on Tinder to multiple women. He's like, no, it said it was idle. And she's like, no, it wasn't idle when you were talking to lots of different women. He's like, sorry, I'm from Jamaica and use the idol a different way than you do. And again, boy.
He's so fucking defensive and arrogant.
I would have a hard time if I was her not stabbing him in the eye when he slept. Because of his attitude.
Well, it's usually probably because she's too exhausted after when she's sleeping. Because y'all,
she just needs like 4 hours of bed rest.
Because he laid that pipe.
So she just at one point said, well, you get out of the road. Get out of the road. I don't believe this for a second that he walked home.
I don't think so either, because
the crew let him out.
The crew, and she's made a deal about there not being a lot of black people last season.
I don't believe it.
I don't think Ashley's dumb enough to just drop a black man off on the side of the road in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
And so he walks in the house after seemingly walking home for hours.
Not even sweating, and this is, no.
And Jay's like, you know, she basically says, I know what I did was wrong, and there's nothing I can do to take it back. This is an interesting tactic, because what he's trying to do is make her look like the unreasonable one.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yeah.
it takes some balls to do this.
Oh, it does. Yeah, oh.
Especially because her crazy eyes are just staring at him across the couch. And I'm thinking, if she had an anvil and could pull a string, an anvil would drop on him at any moment.
She kind of, yeah, it's fucked up. And he's like, let's just, you know, he's like, he tries to be a martyr. Like, I don't have any friends here. I'm alone. What do you want me to do?
She doesn't know what I gave up. Yeah, it's all the same.
Which,
what do you think? We talked about this a little bit on the tell-all, but I often think about how could he have said, I'm sorry to her in a way that she would react well? Because I don't know if he ever said, I'm sorry. But I guarantee you, every time I'm sorry, there was a but, blah, 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 I did it because of this.
I think when someone's cheated on,
yeah.
Honestly, they need to know why.
Yeah.
And I've remembered some for some couples, because whether people are either going to blame themselves,
right?
They wonder if it was them, or they just want to know. And Ashley keeps saying that. I paid for this. Like, you have a house. She thought she was nice to him. She wants to know, why would you do this? And so I think that's the start of telling someone, I cheated on you because I felt da 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 da. And then say, and, you know, he just, I don't think we've ever heard from him, I fucked up. I made this mistake and I'm so, he did say I messed up.
He said, I know what I did was wrong, but he keeps saying, he follows that up immediately with, and there's nothing I can do to take it back. In other words,
instead of
that's over.
I wish I could take that back.
Yeah, this is the language here is so important.
He's not groveling. You gotta grovel a little
bit.
I
totally agree.
With somebody like this.
I totally agree. Yeah. When with my second husband, I knew I had fucked up. Because I gotta give it to when he cut off access to accounts, that's when you're on your knees.
It is.
Yeah, you grovel.
You grovel.
You'll say anything.
Was that the one in his 70s and you fucked his 40-year-old son?
Well, 30s. And he was older. That was the second family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There were some in their 50s, too.
Couple cousins.
Yeah, it was a kink for a while to see if I could fuck some of their male family members. But
Thanksgiving, the turkey wasn't the only thing that got stuffed.
Family reunions were awkward. Let's just say that.
I don't really have any more much. She just ends it with basically saying, I don't know to make a decision. What do I do? If I break up with him, he leaves.
I do wonder, though, if he ever said an unqualified, I'm sorry.
Without
qualifying it because of this, which I don't think we saw it.
We did
and
not.
Y'all, that really means a whole lot.
It does.
If you can say an unqualified, I'm sorry, without the, but I, but I'm sorry,
it's
but
that and
because.
The someone can say they're sorry, but someone's going to say, what caused you to cheat? Why did you do it? And when people say things like what Jay is saying to her, like, I don't really know. I just did it. That's not an excuse.
He also says, I was lonely because you didn't give me enough affection.
So he's blaming her.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I'm in a new country, so I wanted to have friends. Yeah. Yeah. And strangely enough, I don't even think if he could have said, I'm sorry, I cheated because I'm a piece of shit. I don't think that would work either.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's not a, that's not a reason.
I think this is such a hard situation. I think when people do have infidelity in their relationships, I think it takes counseling. It takes another person to be a go-between.
What Jay needs to do, if he wants to play this right so he can stay in the country, which we heard on the Where Are You Now, he is. So, but if he wanted to really play this right, if I was in his situation, I went, fuck, I fucked up. I would tell her that I was a sex addict, and I would go to Sex Addicts Anonymous and make her think that it's something. It would be a total lie, but that's what I would tell her to
stay in the
country.
And then you'd be out just like getting fucked every other. That would be your sex addict meetings.
And I'd say, I'm so sorry. This isn't me.
It's not sex addiction.
I'm not making fun of sex addictions or saying they're fake. They're real things. They're horrible, horrible things. But I'm just saying.
Ooh, thank you. That's a good one. I'll need to use that one next time.
It's a really horrible thing, but this
I can see my I can tell my current husband, honey, I'm so sorry I cheated. I'm a sex addict. He's like, I knew that when I married you.
I was going to say, you just said that's a good one. I was like, I thought that's already been your card.
Yeah, they just assume. I'm that good.
Who's next?
Colty and Larissa.
Colty and Larissa.
They've been married for 4 months. Larissa is basically, she's got another cat named Calico, and it is terrifying the other cats, just terrorizing
As
the
Colt
other cats.
Says, Calico's the alpha. She's arrogant and mean and hates all the other cats.
And at one point, it just shows the cat, and just like.
And Debbie gets onto it.
I will say.
It's just bringing, like Larissa, as Colt
bringing
says.
Another cat, another female cat into a house with where there are already three cats.
Well, especially not a kitten.
Yeah.
Like, don't you... I don't know a lot about cats, but don't you normally bring in a kitten?
I believe so.
Like, two adult cats.
No, there are three adult cats in this house.
Yeah.
And Calico is, like, showing up going, I'm the fucking boss here.
Yeah.
Well done, Calico. So... We basically hear that she's going to go meet her hot attorney, Adam Vanderheiden.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought him up.
So,
I'm going to tell y'all, Adam Vanderheiden, where is it? I wrote it down. His Instagram, he's known as the DUI underscore doctor on Instagram. DUI underscore doctor. He actually has a really funny Instagram. He has all these, he talks about attorney stuff and shit like that, but he has all these funny memes and stuff
he
like that.
He is hot.
There are videos of him doing workouts.
Ooh. Does Reality Gaze follow him?
I don't remember. I'm so scared to follow people now because you shamed me.
No, listen. He is in the universe. He's in our universe.
You know what?
Who's not? You can't just follow Two-Turnt Tony.
Why not?
Because that's not in our universe.
There are good videos. He's not shirtless, any of them. That's disappointing.
Well, what's the point?
But he is, and he seems like he's single. I don't know, straight or not.
He's straight.
Yeah. He lives in. If you're a straight man in Vegas, you'll let somebody suck your dick for the right amount of money.
Wow. So he's basically saying, Adam says, domestic violence is a serious charge, and he starts reading a little bit. We've never heard this before, and the idea is Colt basically says, "Well, she kind of lunged at me, and she scratched me." And I didn't really know what she was going to do because I'd really never seen Larissa like that. Colt, can we do that again?
Yeah.
Can we run that line reading back? Can you give a just me more push to the line? Okay, I think I can do that. Sure.
You forgot to also add when he said, it was scary.
It really is like there's a script.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I say that is it's not even that it doesn't feel like his true emotions. It's that he doesn't know how to deliver it. It's really interesting.
I actually think that's at the core of Larissa and Colty, is that Larissa is just emotion.
Yeah.
She's also bonkers, y'all, and very cruel. Don't get me wrong. But she is just emotion.
But
he is not any of it.
Yeah.
And so instead of her trying to understand him and have empathy for how he thinks, she just is upset by it. Because Colt is one thing we know from Colt. Colt doesn't have empathy. Like, yeah. It's not hardwired in him.
It's also what you see on later tell-alls and later seasons is Colt has a lot of rage about his father dying and about his mother kind of keeping him from life.
Yeah.
And that's already there. He's not to the point where he can express any of that, so he has to express that to other women.
He does.
He does. You're a attention whore.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and the reason why she said she acted out is Colt told me that night he did not want to marry me.
Yes. But she says to, she learns a lot of this through the attorney because Colt told her, I didn't say anything to the police.
Yeah.
So again.
And he sung like a canary.
He did. So she's like, wait a minute. So she basically says, I don't know if I feel for Larissa, but she basically says, you know, it is a misdemeanor, but a violent one. And she says, Larissa basically is kind of like, what do I do? So I've got to play like the nice girl. I can't talk about this. I've got to go home and play along with everything because I don't trust anyone.
Yeah. I will say this is a DV charge, you guys. And obviously it's a serious charge. And people who are victims of this should call the police.
Yeah.
This is Colt. If she laid hands on him, he should have called the police.
I think Colt did the right thing.
Yeah. It is weird and disingenuous, though, to say, oh, no, it was all fine, and for her to find out what's actually in the report.
Yeah.
There. The next thing is we are...
they're all sitting down to dinner to eat that steak.
These three enormous steaks on these plates, which no one's going to eat.
Completely overcooked. Even that printer on that bar island is going, this looks terrible.
I don't think these are seasoned. And that's when
probably one of those printers with the paper, with the holes on the side. Little... You know what I mean?
Yes.
God, remember when you'd load that and you'd get it? And you get it whopper jaw and it'd run through crooked.
Yes. Oh. And you'd have to tear off the sides of the fucking pages. Because that's where we were.
There are people listening to this podcast under 35 that are very confused right now.
We had to tear off the margins of pages in a printer.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
They're going baking powder. Excuse me. They still use them at auto shops sometimes. I don't understand
because they're 28 years old.
That's true.
So it was interesting when they're talking and she's like, "I'm worried about this," and I'm worried about and then she screams at him, "You don't have feelings."
He doesn't.
And it is so interesting that. To be Larissa in this house where neither Colt nor his mother talk about anything with any emotional connection.
Yes, because he claps back at her. He says, yes, I do.
I wish feelings
were different. And Larissa's like, if you want a sexy woman, then let her be by your side.
We will figure it out as a family We will figure, because we are line.
Line.
A family.
Best part is when Larissa looks at him and says, "Where is your ring?" And then Colt says, "Where is your ring?" And she goes, like Lucy.
If Larissa would have been 20% smarter,
Oh yes.
She could have completely run this household.
She really
She's
could.
Unfortunately not.
She's prop no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's true. She's just not really good at it. And so Debbie gets very upset. When, yeah. I don't know you do, but you flushed your ring in the toilet? That's a lot of money.
Mom, you really need a toilet? We could have sold that for more weapons to kill people,
Mom. I know, Pee-wee. We're going to go to that plan when the pawn shop soon.
Oh, I love the pawn shop, Mom. That one guy that works there has a mole like me. His name is Moley, and he's my best friend.
We're going to go see Gabriel and his Moley soon enough. Get a nice little brooch.
She loves a good brooch. I bet you Mother Debbie loves a poncho.
Oh yeah.
I've never been in one.
Oh, they're ever I cannot believe you've not been in a pawn shop. Are they not in Oklahoma?
They have some, yeah. I just never went into one.
Well, of course, because when someone dies unexpectedly, And there are some things of theirs that you don't want.
You know what?
You have to pawn them.
I don't think you're still allowed to talk about some of these things because of pending cases.
Maybe. What else am I going to do with them?
You should probably hush.
Because their family is out of communication with them.
I'm protecting you right now.
Yeah. Anyway, so Debbie is very upset that then Larissa basically accuses Debbie of not doing anything around the house, that she cooks and cleans all day. And
Debbie says, "Your relationship stinks. I think you need to get a, I think you both need to separate."
Which is completely beyond what she should have an opinion on.
Yes.
Living in this house.
Yes, yes.
But I kind of believe, I think Larissa may be close. I think Debbie does just like let Larissa do everything.
Oh yeah, because Larissa says I clean, I do this, and David says you do not clean, you sleep all day, and Larissa goes ah, and screams at her, and Debbie goes, "You need to be nice to me,"
and Colt just says with no emotion, "Here I am again, stuck between the two women of my life. I love my mother because she's my mother.
She's my mother, but I love Larissa because she does anal."
I mean, she's married. Is that the line?
Is that the line? Debbie does say, "You are so mean to me." And we do see...
She is mean to Debbie.
Well, she is kind of mean, but also Debbie's not nice to her. And Debbie, more than anything, y'all, Debbie is a martyr.
Oof.
We see that later and later on.
Later on, Colt just trying to talk to Larissa. And she's like, "No, I don't want to talk. I'm going to stay in the bathroom so you won't talk to me."
Oh, this is the line that I wrote that made me laugh, is when Colt said, "She's a loose cannon and she's constantly angry. I blame myself for all of this." It literally...
That's what I'm saying. It is like a... It's number one, it's a bad script. It's a bad script that he's having to memorize. It's like it's from a late 80s, early 90s Lifetime movie, but not the good ones.
No, not the good ones.
Yeah. Not like Our Mother's Murder or some of the Betty Broderick ones.
Oh.
That was the golden age.
Y'all, this is good hay, though. Larissa, Colt later talks to her. How would you describe Colt walking up to the bed and just kind of standing over her?
"Your charming, handsome, amazing husband is home."
What does he look like? I need... You're the poet, or you used to be, or you fucked a lot of people in school with poetry.
Yeah.
Give me a poetic metaphor for what Colt looks like standing there kind of leering over Larissa. What is it like?
Oh. He sidles up beside her, breathing.
That's your tonight.
Breathing hard.
He does breathe hard.
Like a bull in rutting season. But an out of shape one. She can hear. She can smell beef jerky on his breath. A snack on the way home. And she can smell the right guard drift over, knowing it was a really hot day outside because the car still has no AC. And neither does nor does his office. And so it's that mixture of beef jerky, right guard, and
clothes that didn't really get dried.
Yeah, and kitty litter, which you always smell in that house.
Always.
Oh, that kind of makes me sick.
It did make me sad. Thank you for painting that picture, Poots.
Yeah, that's what everything is like there. So at one point, she goes outside in the van, Larissa does, and just says, "I'm afraid. I feel deathly afraid." This is her.
She goes outside because she wanted to be interviewed outside.
It's a smart move because she's now, what she's doing is she's taking back ownership of the storyline.
Yeah, and which is good because she says she goes in there because she can't trust either of them.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
She says, very dramatic. She said, "I don't want them to hear. I'm deathly afraid of them.
Yeah, I'm deathly afraid.
If they hear me, my lifey will be helly. Something is wrongy." Anyway, that's all I've got. Who's our last couple?
Russ and Pow. Y'all, they're having a little boy. She's preggo. And pregnancy looks good on her.
I mean, she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Out on the outside.
Yeah. And
is this the season where she gets crazy? Or is that next?
I can't remember either. All I know is she's having drinks with her friends. And he wants to go home to the family, wants to throw a baby shower for them.
Yeah, we should say they've been married 5 years, have been living in Miami for three now, so it's been a big deal that they haven't been home in a long time.
I think he's been home, she hasn't been home.
And as she talks about, if you don't remember, I sympathize with her a lot because Oklahoma was hard for her. And
they're very cold with her.
And she, Russ's family, y'all, is a very, I would venture, and I don't mean conservative and politically. I mean, maybe they are. They probably are. But I mean conservative just in values.
Yeah.
Conservative and not ever throwing a plate away. If you don't want it, we hang it on the wall with the crosses.
And skeptical of anybody who's not in their tribe.
Very religious. They probably are like Baptist, that are the type of Baptists that I grew up with. Not all of them, but some of them that like thought Catholics were devil worshipers.
Yeah. I kind of wish you were, because you'd be a little more interesting.
I could get my tongue forked.
Anyway, y'all, and they, one other thing is they want a name that could be pronounced both in English and Spanish.
That's smart. Because even Pal says, "I call you Rose."
Remember when I called you Rose?
So she talks to her friends, and that's it. Basically, I do, even though I know Pal ends up being terrible, and she's crying, I think this comes from a real place.
This is always relatable.
She felt very much the ostracized by this family and left out.
Yeah.
And if y'all think about last season, now what happened with her family is she kind of felt some similar feeling to their family because, ironically, she kind of disregarded her family and just up and left them, and then they punished her for it.
Yep.
So I bet you Russ and Pal have a lot of it's just us against the world conversations.
Yeah.
So that's what I think.
They're fine. She's a wrestler now.
You heard that right. She's a wrestler now. I think she still is.
Probably. Who cares?
I don't even know. That's the show. That's it. Yeah. So, all right, everybody. That's your class. If this is your first one, as my favorite dandy from Instagram says, congratulations, you're gay, darling. You're gay. If you listen to this other than you're homosexual. He's great.
Give us the account. Is it Instagram or TikTok?
Close it out and I'll look it up.
Oh, close it out. You can. I was like, what are you telling me to do? Y'all, you can find us on Instagram at Reality Gaze Podcast. You can find us on the TikTok at Reality Gaze. You can find us on even on Twitter or X or Elon's World or whatever the fuck it is at Reality Gaze Pod. And we're on Threads.
I can't find it.
We're on Threads, too.
We are on Threads, too. I can't find it.
But anyway.
He's really gay. He's dressed up in like 16th century garb. I love
it. You've described it. I just wanted the name to tell people.
Yeah, I'll get it. I won't.
No, you won't. Forget it.
All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poods?
Yes. And if you yourself have ever wondered what it takes to be on Happily Ever After, send your audition line. Sorry, producers.
Just say you love your wife, Colt.
I love my wife.
Call
us.